Corey, man, I just heard about Kyle. That sucks.
I know. It's brutal. I feel horrible for him, man. Like, seriously, he hasn't missed one podcast in over a year. Like,
it has been more than a year, and rain and shine, sick and healthy. He's never missed one. He must be feeling really terrible tonight.
Yeah, he's a trooper, man. This is definitely out of character. Like, it's the worst time of year to get something like that, too. Like,
no, I really kidding. Don't... Right before Christmas, and it's going to crush him not to put out a podcast on time.
Yeah.
I wish there was something we could do.
Well, James, you know, I think there is.
What are those?
These, my friend, are the keys to the TSS, the Tumbling Saber Studio.
I was not aware you had a set of keys to the studio.
Yeah, neither is Kyle.
What are you thinking?
I think you know what I'm thinking.
We break into the studio, record a podcast while he sleeps, edit it overnight like a couple of Christmas elves, and drop it in his Christmas stocking inbox.
You know it. Let's do this thing.
I'm driving.
Shotgun. Oh.
All right, this is his house, Corey, right?
Yeah, this is it. All right. Look, this is no joke. There's stormtroopers here and here. Now, it's in the back. I'm going to go back down these stairs. Follow me. All right, this way. Be quiet.
So Kyle sleeps upstairs, studio's in the basement?
Yeah, let's go. Now's our chance. Once we're inside, it's soundproof. And we're in.
This is a great idea, buddy. Are you thinking I should light a fire?
Yeah, let's do this. Let's get comfy, cozy, and toasty, my friend.
I say we keep this Christmas themed. In the spirit of giving Kyle a bonus episode, I say we keep this episode Sithmas themed.
Indeed. Let's cue the music.
All right, man. I'll build the fire.
You know, James? Ah, that's nice. That's nice. Oh, yeah. All right. Also, James, you know what I think we're going to have to do?
What's that, Corey?
Let's turn the gravity down real low and take this nice and slow.
All right, guys, welcome to the bonus episode we're going to call the Sithmas Special, and we're Sithing everybody out there a very, very happy holiday, no matter what you're celebrating. Corey and I really are gifting Kyle an unknown episode. Now, whether or not this is this is something shiny and new that he's going to really enjoy unwrapping, or it's a lump of coal, remains to be seen. But we're going to kick the can and give it a shot anyways. So, Corey, say hi to the nice people.
Hello. Star Wars fandom.
So, we were thinking, and we just sort of, we had a bunch of show notes to do the regular Tumbling Saber, but Kyle really is sick. So, our as much as we're having fun, Corey and I are, he's not. And so we wanted to do something different this week. It won't be regular Tumbling Saber, but instead we'll keep it shorter and hopefully sweeter. Maybe a little more random and a bit Christmas-themed. So,
let's get Sithmas-y.
Let's get Sithmas-y. Are you thinking we should head to the green room? Indeed. Where we keep the Dagwoods and other treats before we kick off the show, Corey?
Yeah, sandwiches, man.
We do have great facilities here at the Tumbling Saber Studios. I think probably afforded by the wealth brought in from the association with the Commonwealth. So we'll kick the show off by giving a shout out to them. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas from Vancouver across the Atlantic. We're ranging far and wide now, and I hope everybody's safe, happy, and healthy this holiday.
Agreed.
All right, man. Where do you want to start?
Let's talk a bit about the Commonwealth, the fireside chat. Kyle and I went at it last night with the guys from the Nerd Room and Rob from Gen X Wing, and it was a blast, man. We had so much fun.
I've heard nothing but good things about the fireside chats so far. Is their fire as nice as our fire, though, Corey? That's my question.
It is pretty toasty in here.
Yeah, you do look toasted.
No, but in all honesty, wow, man. It was, none of us wanted to get off the phone, really, you know, but it's getting late. And again, thanks to Rob for, you know, taking the time out of his busy schedule at this time of year to put the effort into it. It was a blast.
Yeah, that's always a lot of extra work. All the podcasts take up a lot of time already. So anytime people do extra projects, I know it's just more time committed away from everything else. So hats off to Rob for sure. I'm on actually tomorrow. We're doing our recording. I'm on with Rob. So
I know.
I can't wait for that. It's going to be super fun. The trifecta awesome. Of Rob's. It's funny. You know, I like anagrams. Well, actually, each of their names can be anagrammed into the other one's name.
That's awesome.
It's a triple decker sandwich. I'm the meat in a Rob sandwich. And I told them on Twitter today, I'm calling it a hero sandwich.
Do me a favor. You got to push for one of them to be called Bob. They're all very reluctant in that. I just don't understand why.
Well, because Bob is a very different name from Rob. It's like when people try to call me Jim. Like, my name is James, and many Jameses go by Jim. So it's funny. It's always new people. It's never anybody who, I guess, obviously, nobody who knows me calls me Jim. I guess that makes sense. But every once in a while, some new person who meets me will be like, hey, Jim or Jimbo. And I just won't respond.
Whatever, Jimmy.
I think he's talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be fun tonight. It's going to be fun. We did line up. We did a little work. We didn't do no homework at all. We did a little work. We got some games lined up. Every once in a while, when it's appropriate, I'm going to say, and what would Kyle say? That's one of the games we're going to play. And then Corey is going to take the persona of his brother and answer the question or play the game in that form and answer as he thinks his brother would. So
no, sometimes I'd have to say, like, some answers that Kyle says, he's so well-spoken sometimes, I really do have to say. I'm just like, eh. Well, I'll do my best. It all depends. You gotta set me up so I can knock him down.
I'll do my best, my friend.
Just do it.
All right. So I think a good place to go from Firesides, which everybody should check out. It is going to cover all the members of the Commonwealth. So before we move on from there, the extra work is going to go to a really fun, I hope for everybody listening experience that gets to, you know, exposes everybody to the members on a more personal level. So from there, I think we should introduce our first new game, Corey, that we'll call Trilogy. Is that the name we agreed on?
Sure.
This is Trilogy.
I mean, it really is just like top three, which a ton of different podcasts do in different ways. So this will be our top three things in different categories that will one of us will fire off the category. The other will answer off the top of his head without too much time to think. Loopholes. we'll see how many laughs we can get out of this. So I'll go first. There is a theme to my categories. We'll see if Corey can pick up on them. But first I'll do Trilogy, your favorite or top three chocolate bars. Go.
I like stuff with a good crunch, you know, so I'm going to go Score.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, love the Score. I do enjoy a good crunchy as well.
Whew, you and I would not trick-or-treat well together.
Mm. What else you got? And I'll round it up with coffee crisp.
You lost me on the third, but you hit two of my probably top three. If I'm answering my own question, I probably would say score. Maybe I'd say Wonder Bar and Crunchy. There's a few toffee ones that are right up there, but you and I have very similar taste.
Yeah, I like that. You got to have the crunch.
Yeah. I like a good chew, though. The Wonder Bar is pretty delicious.
I know it's delicious. Oh, my God. And I've done it once, and it works. Like, get an English batter going for fish and chips, you know?
Oh, deep-fried Mars bars. I know.
Oh, baby.
I had my first deep-fried Mars bar when I was at Sunshine Village Resort in Western Canada.
Really, eh?
It was on the menu in the cafeteria. Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah, that's
big
sinful,
mistake.
Man.
Don't ever eat one, anybody, because like Lay's potato chips and Mark Messier will tell you.
But you can't eat just one.
And they're like 4,000 calories of
deliciousness.
Delicious awfulness, yeah. Terrible for everything but your stomach and tongue. They're going to love you for it. But every other part of your body is going to wish you'd never met a deep-fried Mars bar.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Doing it yourself makes it healthier, though, because you can use, like, light vegetable oil.
Right.
And drink it with a Diet Coke. All right, Corey, throw one at me. You got a category for Trilogy?
Sure, let's do, I'm going to throw a loophole in here, though.
Of course you are. That's perfect. Hey, this is the Christmas episode. The Sithmas episode. I would expect nothing less.
Do it. Give me your three favorite holiday movies, but you can't include Die Hard. Not this time.
There's going to be members of the Commonwealth that are very happy you said that.
Well, Die Hard is a Christmas. It's the Christmas movie, so it's being excluded.
Okay, well, this is pretty easy for me. And one of my answers is probably perfect for this show. But I'll say The Grinch, classic animated version. Actually, there's a Star Wars link there. I always found that the guy who sang You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Don't you find that guy has sort of a James Earl Jones-esque kind of voice?
Oh, for sure.
Well, that guy's name is cooler than his voice. Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yeah, I saw you say something about that.
What? That's a dope name.
Yeah, he got out of Hogwarts. He escaped from Hogwarts at a young age.
I looked him up. He was a voice actor, and he also did some work for the Rankin Bass Hobbit, which is classic amazingness. So his name is cool, and he was a really cool dude. I'll go Grinch. I'll go Christmas Carol in many different versions, including Mickey's Christmas Carol is even terrific.
Oh, God, it's good.
They're all good. That's a good story. Charles Dickens, classic tale. And thirdly, for me, Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
Yeah, that my parents got a bootleg copy at Christmas time, and I remember we watched it the same night we put together our fake Christmas tree. We had one of those ones, like, it was color-coded wire ends, so, like, all the black ones were the longest branches. They went at the bottom, then blue, then green, yellow, orange, white, whatever. So we would, like, spend hours when my dad found individual light bulbs to change on the string, because, one light bulb went out and it put the whole string out. You remember that? While that was all going on, we had this bootleg copy in a brand new VCR that my dad was so excited about. He gifted it to my mom like a month before Christmas. And we had this bootleg copy that like every few minutes, the scrolling text across the screen would say like, not for personal use, not for sale, not for, I think it was like an awards version, like a sample set, like what the Oscar people get. I don't know if specifically it was an Academy Awards version, but I think it's similar to that. Like, they send out, like, for people to preview. But yeah, we had Empire, and we played at Christmas time, and the association for me is very, very strong. That's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah, you know, I should have threw Star Wars and Die Hard in there.
Sorry,
buddy. This is true. Like, well, now with the release of all the recent movies, like, coming out at this time of year, it's like, Christmas has not been the same the past 2 years, you know? Like, it's totally filled with Star Wars, and it's so awesome. But, yeah, even years prior, like, there's a lot of stations, I think, like, Action or Spike, whatever, that air Star Wars, like, during the Christmas season. So, yeah, it is. It's up there for me as well. But I was, like, kind of trying to stick more toward, like, really holiday-based movies. But I know what you mean. The nostalgia factor is very strong in that. All right. So, yeah, you said one, A Christmas Carol. But definitely the Mickey and the Muppet version. Classic.
Both excellent.
Yeah. I love that. Gotta say Christmas Vacation. I literally watch it every year.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I got to, at least. That's the one movie, if anything, I watch every year. And
it is a classic, and if I take Star Wars off the list and put in a Christmas movie, that's definitely it. Chevy Chase was my dad.
Can I show you something?
I was just smiling. I was just browsing.
For your wife or your girlfriend?
What? What happened? Woof. I guess wouldn't be any. Oh. Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hotter than they are. Whew, it is warm in here.
Well, you have your coat on.
Yes. Oh, do I? How did that happen?
Because it's cold out?
Yes. Yes. It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What did I say? Nipple? There is a nip in the air, though.
That's awesome.
Even in like, physicality, they even look similar, but even more so in personality.
That's funny. And the last one on my end would probably be, it's a recent one too, you know? It's not a recent movie at all, but I've only seen it in the past maybe 10 years? Maybe even sooner than that. But It's a Wonderful Life.
I mean, it is a touching story for sure.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Like, I never gave it a chance, you know? And one night I was there. It was probably like, I watched it probably on like a Christmas Eve at like midnight, you know? And yeah, I was really, every year now, whenever it's on, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, Miracle on 34th Street gets an honorable mention for me too.
Yeah, and Home Alone as well. That's up there. Part one.
Lots of good Christmas movies.
Yeah, there is.
All right, my turn. While we're on Christmas, and this has got to be real quick. Don't think too hard. Christmas food. Go. 3.
All right. bread. Turkey. And what do I like more there? Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to go with the stuffing, because you don't have stuffing all the time, you know? If it's done right, this makes it more Christmassy.
Oh, man.
But, like, here, I'm, like...
I'm glad you said... bread, because now I get to bring out the lightsaber twice. But explain for everybody who doesn't know.
Okay, it's I was introduced to it probably about 8 years ago when my wife and I first got together, and it's a Quebec thing. It's called pain fourré, which can turns into bread.
Really, that but, directly. Really, it should be called crazy bread,
or stuffed bread.
Yeah.
But, it's delicious. My wife made a batch tonight. We're preparing for Christmas. Oh, my God. It's so good. And there's tortillère and ragout de boulette. So good.
Yeah, ragout's good, too. Tortillère is super good. So my list is going to be mashed potatoes. I could put mashed potatoes on the list 3 times, frankly. But so mashed potatoes, stuffing, and turkey. I mean,
those are the classics.
The loophole there is, like, those things automatically come with gravy. So I'm just including it, even though I don't get a fourth choice. There's just gravy on that stuff because it's just automatic.
Yeah, that's it. If you made a turkey, you got gravy.
Thank you. All right, well, I got one more for you before we move on. And you'll for sure loophole me because it's impossible to choose three. But Star Wars characters, go.
It's a hard question, you know, because, like, sometimes, like, there are a lot of characters that have grown on me a lot recently, but...
Like a beard. Okay, so let me... We'll play our first round of What Would Kyle Say? So first answer is Kyle. His top three favorite Star Wars characters.
Yeah. I think, I'm going to go out there and say, Palpatine. He's just brilliant. Brilliant. Like, I love what he did in the prequel trilogy. And, you know, Obi-Wan, classic. I love me some Obi-Wan. And, I'm going to round it up with Qui-Gon.
Solid, but I got to say, I love the voice. Kyle, great answers. Corey Kyle. But you made a glaring blunder, and you didn't name his all-time favorite Star Wars character.
Oh, Chewie? Yeah, you're right.
But I think you did a good job. I think you would take out Obi-Wan, and then you nailed his list. We'll ask him tomorrow before we, like, show him the recording and see what he says. But I think Qui-Gon, Palpatine, and the Wookiee. I think that's the home run.
And secretly, Jar Jar.
I almost said that. It is his secret. Like, his kids like Jar Jar, and secretly he likes Jar Jar. It's true.
Yeah.
And Michel Therrien, I learned today on another podcast. Oh, let's not make fun of Kyle. This is his gift. He's sick.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, that was fun. So that was the our first round of What Would Kyle Say, but you didn't answer for yourself yet.
What was the question again, man?
Another trip to the green room? three favorite Star Wars characters.
Man.
Okay, I'm going to play it quickly while you think about it. I'm going to play a round of What Would Corey Say? Yeah, so I'm gonna forecast that you're going to go Chopper and... Ahsoka. And Han.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
How did I do today? Did I do one or three?
It's like Kyle said the other day. It's something that's like, it's such a fluid list that's somewhat interchangeable. And it's like you have stakes invested in all these characters. It's so hard to choose. But okay, I'm just going to go... So even at that, it's hard for me to choose Chopper over R2. Like, I love R2 to death, too, you know? And, okay, I'm going to go Chewie as well.
Really?
Yeah, I love Chewie.
Huh. Chewie, Chopper. I did not see that coming.
I'm going to take Chopper.
Okay, I got at least one, then. I got at least one.
Yeah. Who would be the third? Man, it's so hard, man.
Come on, you love the scoundrel that shoots first.
You're right. Let's just do it. Yeah, it is. Makes sense. That would be a badass gang, man. Chewie, so Chopper, and Han.
Two out of three I got.
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad. I'll take that. I got one for you. It's been bugging me, so I'm going to bring it up, and if we should have saved it for Tumbling Saber, then I'll talk to Kyle overnight, and we'll edit this out. But so I love the retcon, going to Rogue One, little jump over, sideways jump to Rogue One. Epic movie. The more I think about it, the more I liked it. There are things that it reframes, and it sort of retones, certainly, for A New Hope. And one of those things, for me, I think is the climax of the movie. The trench run, the last shot that Luke makes. He makes that shot by turning off his computer and listening to a Force ghost and using the Force.
Use the Force, Luke. Let go.
The Force is strong in this
one. Luke, trust me.
And making an impossible shot. This needle in a haystack that they discovered was, you know, was a one in a million. And now we find out that there's a purposefully built-in self-destruct button that is cleverly disguised. Does the fact that it's reframed that way, does that do anything for you? Does it change anything for you, Corey?
No,
for the climax of A New Hope?
Because they do explain it in A New Hope. They say, like they explain how where the weak point is. It does change it. Don't get me wrong. It, like, to know that it's there for a reason. But, you know, like, they say, like, even in A New Hope, I think they say something like it has to go directly down the shaft and whatever.
See, in Rogue One, he says if it just hits anywhere in the shaft, it'll set off a chain reaction.
Yeah, I think... I didn't write what he said down, but I know what you mean. It's kind of vague.
I watched it today, and I specifically remembered that part, and I thought, huh. It's not... No, so, like, anyone could have made that shot, really.
I don't know, because a few people...
Missed the door. They missed the door entirely.
It, you know?
But, yeah. It's, well, and here's something I'll tie into the question that I got from Rob today. Rob X at Gen X Wing. Rob W. He's like, why did they fly at the target horizontally? Because, like, they're coming from space. Why didn't they come at it, like, at a 90-degree angle where the shot would seemingly be easier to make? It's an interesting point.
They had turbo lasers and stuff. Well, there were turbo lasers in the trench, too.
Yeah. And these, of course, are just minute little things that, you know, addicted geeks.
Maybe it's just more dangerous on top, but yeah, I see what you mean.
We you know, we mull over this stuff and to the point of nauseam. I get that. But for, I'm not saying it ruins or, you know, I'm not saying that the movie's ruined for me, but it does sort of change how I... You know, that was the Luke's, his character's climax for that movie was that shot. And it, I don't know if it seems a little less special to me now. I think maybe it does.
Yeah, I kind of know, I see where you're coming from, but yeah, I don't know. I still believe. The farm boy.
Yeah, and like what's he, like shooting swamp rats?
In Beggar's Canyon.
Yeah,
with his old T-16 Skyhopper. I actually have one of those, eh? No. Skyhopper, it's in the backyard. No. With that little toy that he plays with in the beginning of A New Hope.
Okay.
Remember that, where he's sitting there? Like, he owns one of theirs, those, supposedly, you know?
Nice. All right, dude. What else was in the news that we're going to ruin for the next show? Or what else are we going to talk about next?
I got another... kind of question for you. Christmas theme question pertaining to Star Wars.
I like it.
Okay. So, you're going out there, you're buying a present for someone. Anyone. But, they have to be a character from Star Wars. So, who are you buying a present for? What are you getting them? And why?
Okay, I'm going to loophole right away and buy myself some time. By flashing back to another round of what would Kyle say? So while I think about my answer to your question, what would Kyle say for the last question about, you know, the retconning of that shot? You think he, well, what do you think? What do you think his answer is?
He'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get my good friend Chewie some nice essential oils, some nice essential oils for his hair. And a nice big Wookiee brush so we can comb out all those knots and keep him nice and proper, and he'll always love me, and he'll always be soft.
I love that answer. It's amazing. I wanted you to... I love your Kyle voice too. It's too good. I wanted you to answer the retcon question about the trench run.
How do you mean?
My last question about how... Now that it's a purposeful design, does it take away anything from the end of A New Hope? Like, do you think Kyle would be on board with that? Like, he'd just say, like, no, it still plays the same? Or do you think he thinks it's going to...
He'd be like, yeah, I'm still in my second viewing, and I'm going to have to see it again. I'm going to have to look at that one again and make up my own mind.
Yeah, you're right. That is what he would say. All right, so if I've got to buy a present for someone in the Star Wars universe, I might buy early episode 7 C-3PO a new arm or another red arm. He'd look cooler with two red arms, actually, than he would with all gold.
Look at him, Candido. Doesn't know what to say. He's giving 3PO a gift.
You cut me to it. I was going to say that I only answered 3PO as part of my answer for Candido. Merry Christmas, buddy. He's like, mother idiot doesn't know I f***ing hate Ken. 3PO, that f***ing guy's so f***ing annoying. You know what's super funny about Candido is one of the funniest reviews I heard about Rogue One is as we were walking out of the theater, I don't know if you heard this, but he goes, I know one thing for sure about Rogue One, way too much f***ing 3PO.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was good. Yeah, he hates him some 3PO, that's for sure. All right, well, I guess I got the lightsaber good work out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what you're sticking with? You're going with 3PO?
Christmas is about giving, right? So who needs something in Star Wars? The first thing I thought was, like, who was missing something in the last movie I saw? It just brought me to the red arm. But, like, I guess I could bring hope to the rebels from Rogue Squad, or I could bring a little confidence to Anakin in the prequel trilogy, or I could bring a speech therapist to Jar Jar because it's super annoying though he talks. Who needs stuff? I don't know, man. I don't have a really good, like, sentimental answer.
I just thought of a couple right now. I just thought of the question before. I hadn't really thought of him with an answer, but first thing that pops into my mind is Chopper. He's one of his legs is a mismatch, you know, and he hates it. He's always complaining about it.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah, and second one, I think I'd get Yoda a nice, comfy bathrobe. You know, I know a Jedi needs not these things, but I'm going to get him out of that potato sack and get him a nice comfy robe.
Hey, do you think Yoda's ears were bigger than his mouth by design because he's a Jedi who listens more than he speaks?
Why is this?
It's not mine. I saw that today and I thought that's sharp. Yeah, even if it's not on, even if it's not on purpose, it's still sharp.
Yeah. Could be subconscious.
Yeah. All right, I feel like it's coming along. Let's throw another log on the fire and push along a little further. I don't think this should be a too long an episode, but yeah, I don't think we burnt all the Hanukkah oil just yet either.
We're rounding the bend and it's the home stretch, people. We're almost there. Merry Christmas.
All right, what do you got next for us, Corey? What's on deck?
Another thing. Okay, let's go back to trilogies. Favorite movie trilogies. Three favorite movie trilogies, excluding Star Wars and Lord of the Rings.
Godfather, but I don't love it for all three movies, but still, one and two are so good. I'll say The Godfather. Back to the Future. And now here's where it gets a little harder. There's some other good trilogies out there. Can I put a pin in it and answer one for Kyle?
Sure.
Okay, so what would Kyle say? I'm going to say one of Kyle's answers for this trilogy answer is Goonies, even though it's not a trilogy.
That would be mine.
Yeah, I know you love you some Goonies too.
Oh God, it's good.
It is really good. It is really good.
I can't wait to watch that with my son.
What's my
want
third...
me to give you some?
Yeah, go for Kyle, yeah, for sure. What would Kyle say?
Kyle, I don't know. I'm talking about me. Let's talk about me.
You got
enough
your
about
three
Kyle.
Answers?
We get it. He's sick, James. We're trying to make him feel better.
It's a Christmas present. Don't be a dick.
No, you're right. I love you, Kyle. Love you, big bro. Yeah, I'd go with definitely Indiana Jones, which I think you're gonna take that one too.
It's there. It's right there for me, but it's not an easy choice, actually.
Definitely Back to the Future as well, no doubt.
That is an easy choice for me.
Yeah. Third, I don't know. Trilogies. I'm leaning toward Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, I love those movies. That's, yeah, they're right up there.
No, I really did like The Matrix as well, to say.
Two.
I was pretty into that. Die Hard, man.
All right, you want my third?
Do it.
And it's riding out the other two. It's not an easy choice, but I'm going to go with the... if you count these as a trilogy, I'm going to go with the Batman Begins trilogy. Dark Knight Rises, Batman Begins.
Good choice.
Very strong movies, especially Batman Begins. For me, that's Dark Knight 2. Both of those movies are amongst the best superhero movies that... ever made.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, you know, the Captain America trilogy was actually very good as well. Those are like
it is good. To me, it's not as good as the Batman trilogy, maybe with another decade on it.
You know? It's different, no. Like, Christopher Nolan's, you know, a different kind of director. Like, Batman was done right that time.
Yeah. No, that's a good question. Can we finish it out for Kyle? Should we end the show by answering out the last question for Kyle?
Didn't we just answer for Kyle?
Well, we got one. I said just say Goonies, but we didn't actually name any trilogies. He'd say Indiana Jones for sure, I think.
Yeah, and Back to the Future for sure, I think, as well.
So is there something we're not thinking of? He'd probably go Godfather, right?
No, I highly doubt
it. No, he's not a...
No. It could be a toss-up for him between...
Would he try to loophole in some Bond?
Like,
it's not a trilogy, obviously, but...
Yeah, he might go with the new Daniel Craig Bonds, and say, like, the new stuff. Yeah, I would say maybe Die Hard. Or... you'd probably say the Beverly Hills Cop as well. I don't wanna take it anymore.
I'm trying to dance. I'm going out with the McKenzie Brothers, 12 Days of Christmas, but at some point, you said Beverly Hills Cop twice. Now there's going to be some Neutron Dance in this podcast, because that song is epic.
I'm looking for Victor Meatless.
That's the Pointer Sisters, I think.
I'm not 100% sure. I just every time I hear it, I just see Eddie Murphy flying out the back of a 53-foot trailer.
Cigarettes flying out everywhere. So good. So good. So merry, merry, happy, happy, healthy, healthy, everybody.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Are we out?
I hope you're feeling a lot better, bro. I hope this cheers you up. And I honestly, I hope you're back on track for Christmas. You got a few days to recoup. Hopefully this will help along the way. And everybody out there, we love all you guys. Like, all the best.
Yep, definitely. Kyle, we hope this makes you smile and not frown. Maybe it is a lump of coal, but it's our lump of coal to you. So with that, we'll kick off this first and last ever edition of Sithmas Special. Good night, Corey.
Good night, James. We still got to get out of here. Oh, we could crash here too, you know.
Yeah, I say we raid the kitchen one more time and hit the green room before we leave.
I'm down.
Good night, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit the tumbling save bar.
Oh, nice! It's tumbling save closed. It's middle of the morning, man. All right, good night, good night, good night. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, peace.
On behalf of the Tumbling Saber, a very Merry Christmas.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't expect.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on board.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer. And a beer. Okay, good. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 French toast and a beer. Okay. Where? Go. 3 French toast and a beer. Oh, yeah. The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques, 3 French toast, and a beer. What was it? A tree. Okay, on the 6th, the gold. 5 golden toques, beauty. 3 French toast, and a beer in a tree. Okay, on the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smokes, 5 golden toques, 3 French toast, and a beer. Yeah, right, I keep forgetting. Okay. Oh, 8th day of Christmas, true love gave to me 7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2, 4, 5. A beer, yeah. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12. Yeah. Golden toots, 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtleneck, and a beer in a tree. Albums. Merry Christmas. Good day, everybody. Happy New Year, too. Okay, you know what you left out? Donuts. I told you to get me donuts. Either on the 9th day or the 10th day or the 11th day. I wanted donuts. But I want... Or on the 12th day, you could have gotten me 12 donuts. You could have gone down to, like, the good donut shop where if you buy 12, you get another one free. And that would have been 13 for the 13 days of Christmas.
Take off.
Yeah, I think it ranks up there with Stairway to Heaven.